Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And so we are back. Thank you so much for joining us on this January 22nd Friday broadcast. The year is 2021. Now, I am scheduled to take a few days off with the family, something I really haven't done for real in years. And we'll see if I can stay away from the broadcast. Probably not. But Owen Schroyer will be coming in at the bottom of the next hour. He can't be on air with us today because he's doing his community service here in Texas for D.C. for his arrest at the Capitol, if you remember, for wearing the tape over his mouth silently in the front entry. But on the day of the Capitol being stormed and the greatest insurrection in world history, online with Pearl Harbor, according to Chuckie Schumer, after the first riot, police gave up, only 20 or 30 of them, then the police just stood down. Incredible. And that news is coming out. The reason that's so important is they are advancing a trial in the Senate. Mitch McConnell says he intends to have it in late February to give Trump a month to get ready, for the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center's dream, a Senate trial, because impeachment is just the indictment. They put on the public hearings and go, he's been impeached twice. Well, that means indicted twice, not convicted once. But if they can have a successful trial and a successful conviction of the President of the United States, the 45th President of the United States, for edited videos when he said peacefully go to the Capitol, when his son said we're not like the left, we don't burn things, we don't attack police. I mean, they had a blind spot like I did, not thinking, oh, the false flag won't be a mass shooting or bombing. That's what we were expecting that could happen, God forbid. But it's a fight for our country. We had to be there, even if the left might say something. But to have the police stand down like that, we put too much faith in them. They follow the orders. And I'm not blaming them entirely. I should have thought of that. But it's simply insane. You know, I mentioned last hour that I would get to that this hour. Next segment, I will. I didn't have time to watch the whole thing. I scanned through it yesterday morning. It had just aired the night before, another frontline re-editing the old one that attacked me 6 months ago with new info. And it made me physically sick. But if you go to band.video, you will see Alex Jones talks about what really happened at the Capitol. Or just shows what really happened. And it just shows, it's like a 20-minute video of the real clips of us going, saying be peaceful, getting there, saying be peaceful. And then what really happened, they edit the tape to cut that out, and then they have me arriving at the Capitol, and then the attack begins. They even change the timeline to try to frame me. It's one thing to see the left doing that on Twitter, and even New York Times writers doing it, but frontline specials now edited to deceive. So next segment, I will show you what frontline aired. And then I will show you the video where you can go see what actually happened. I've already played it several times. Should I play it again? I mean, it's like 20 minutes of it. Maybe I should play a few of the clips they show and then show what really happened. Because these are jump cut clips. I mean, it's clips where I say, let's start marching. And they cut there peacefully. Again, peacefully. We're not like the left. Imagine, let's start marching. And then they cut where I say, peacefully, peacefully. And they do it over and over again, three times. I don't have the money, the time, the energy for the lawsuit to beat this. So they're just going to be able to lie. But just know, when you watch things like this, they're all over the news saying, I was in the Capitol. They show footage of myself and Nick Fuentes inside the Georgia Capitol peacefully months ago. I mean, sitting there going through metal detectors, shaking the cops' hands. That's who I am. Everybody knows it. But they use my rhetoric of, we're going to crush tyranny, freedom, 1776, in the info war to say, I want violence. No, that's you, the dirty communist left. That's Apple that runs death camps in China, not me. I have no blood on my hands. No blood on my hands, except for a few people that tried to kick my ass.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're into hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we covered this last hour, but I still just can't get over Hank Aaron in the top three or four baseball players ever. I mean, definitely a better player than Babe Ruth. 86, receives COVID-19 vaccine and hopes to inspire other black Americans to do the same, wanting to be, you know, a hero, a strong, hey, I'll line up and do it. Dead. 2 weeks later, dead today, after he got the second injection. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. And again, they know how to suppress the deaths because you only hear about the ones they want you to know about. And they got, 36 here, 22 there, 18 here, 9 here, 7 there. And it's almost all old people. But usually it never gets reported when they die, they say, of a heart attack or they die of a convulsion or they die of a stroke. Sometimes the very day of the shot. But those are the ones you mainly end up getting recorded as maybe it was the shot. So if I walk up, see, and shoot you in the head and you fall down and die, and they say maybe it was the bullet killed you. Maybe it was a hit in your head on the ground killed you. But why did the British government, and I hammered on this yesterday, we got to warn everybody you know, why did the British government come out a month ago when they were the first to start this, and within 2 days they said, whoa, 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 whoa. If you're above 75, the headline is Yahoo News, BBC News even had to admit it. These are three groups should not take the shot. Above 75, younger than 16, or pregnant. Above 75, under 16, pregnant. I mean, the damn inserts always on vaccines say that. But, oh, it's this religious thing of submitting the system. And there's no long-term studies on these mRNA shots. They're not even vaccines. They're gene therapy. So they only put that out to CYA, cover their fanny, cover their arse, their gluteus maximus. And they just set the precedent to roll this out and get rid of the old people. And that's what John Rappaport, day one, 11 months ago, when this all cranked up, said it was about. But I covered that in great detail last hour. Let's move back to what I said I would cover last segment. They are planning to have the Senate trial against President Trump so that he can't, well, for several reasons, so that he can't run for political office again. And so they can demonize the Trump brand and demonize the American people and have a huge spectacle to talk about what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. And that's why I've seen their disinformation lies go to an entirely new level of disinformation against myself, against President Trump, against many others, where they say that we said go attack the Capitol. Our motive was to get them to do the 10 days of investigation that no one had done, that Senator Ted Cruz was pushing. We'd had huge rallies with up to 1 million people previously in D.C. with literally no arrest during our rallies. At night, there'd be a few fights, a few stabbings. I mean, this is like the equivalent of 10 NFL football games going on. You have more crime in one of those than we had at one of our events. But nothing's perfect. That's what happens in a big city when a city, you know, gets a million extra people in it. Just there's things go wrong. But it's a very orderly, law-abiding crowd. Trump is known as that. And so they're like, Jones, why is Jones confessing that he paid for the riot? And there are just thousands of complaints to the FBI told us. Just false complaints. I was in the Capitol. I was saying burn it. I was doing this. It's all lies. As soon as I got there, people had already gotten there by the 100,000 probably, I don't know. And I was trying to stop it. Because that Trump was coming to speak at the damn thing. We had a little stage back around the other side that was set up the night before. We get there, it's gone. We were set up. Some Antifa, some FBI provocateur, right-wing groups, boogaloos, they were there. Same group went after the Michigan governor to make her look like a victim. And we saw it unfold. But talk about next level. Frontline used to be popular. It's not anymore because it's a joke. Well, they had a frontline 6 months ago with a bunch of lies about me. And now they've come up with a new frontline episode that is, well, to say the least, par for the course. Absolutely par for the course. United States of Conspiracy. They took the last episode, maybe added 10 minutes of new footage into it, squirreled it about, and then changed the name to a whole other show on Frontline. And I'm not going to play the whole thing and do side-by-side comparisons. It would take too much time. We have other news to cover. But just an example of the deception ahead of Trump's trial in the Senate. But Trump should actually invite this trial in the Senate because under due process, he'll have 50-50 of the time. He can play the videos of Antifa saying, let's burn this place down and break it down. He can show how boogaloos have been federally funded and protected and not arrested. He can show how they provocateured and had the riot police attack the peaceful crowd so that someone in the crowd says, charge, Alex Jones says so. We now know that was from reports, witnesses saw it. To then have a few hundred people out of 100,000 that already gotten there, hundreds of thousands more coming. From the ellipse, Trump was still speaking, to then try to get a huge crisis going and a kidnapping of members of Congress, but it didn't happen. It failed. It was a dud, like a firecracker that kind of pops but doesn't pop like it should. Sometimes you'll shoot one of those mortars off, and instead of going all those colors, it kind of goes a little bit, kind of spurts. That's what happened, thank God. Pipe bombs were found. They didn't go off. You say we walked into a trap. We have to fight the election fraud. We had to go peacefully expose it. But this next level for them to do this show. So I'm going to show you, if you're a TV viewer, I'm going to show you banned out video and the name of the video where you can go see the footage of me dozens of times saying, let's be peaceful, and then getting there and trying to stop them and saying, let's be peaceful. And it's called Alex Jones Lays Out What Really Happened at the Capitol. And then go watch Frontline where they literally edit out where I say be peaceful. They even took footage when I was at the Capitol expressly saying, we don't want a new Kent State. We need to basically go to the other side where we have a permit. Let's be peaceful. Don't go in the Capitol. And they literally turned that into me arriving right when the attack starts, edit it where I say attack, basically, and then they edit out where I'm not even there and I'm actually a mile away when this happens. I mean, this is the fraud of these criminals, though. This is who they are, preying on your mind, preying on your children in school. Let's go ahead and roll the frontline piece. Here it is.
They rigged an election. They rigged it like they've never rigged an election before. We won in a landslide. This was a landslide. 400,000 ballots appeared from nowhere. We will stop the steal. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you. Fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. Today is not the end. It's just the beginning.
So that's just one small piece of the deception. They kind of have one spot where I say peaceful civil disobedience, but then they edit it where I'm there and I say attack, fight for Trump, and they charge him and I wasn't even there, and they cut all the places I said, let's be nonviolent, let's be peaceful, and then they cut it in like I'm up there commanding people to surge into the Capitol when I'm actually saying, don't do this, turn back. They dub over USA, USA, fight for Trump. Incredible deception. Incredible fraud. The worst thing for us to happen was the 200 people out of hundreds of thousands breaking into the Capitol. Why would we do that? We didn't. And now we know it was leftists to help lead it, help trigger it, and the police were told to stand down. So that's the reality of what happened. It's very, very serious. I want to come back, though, and get into more, the latest on the former CIA director saying there's going to be a purge of Christians and even libertarians, all Americans that are not communists, to be purged. It's official news. We'll be right back. Stay with you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you can see all this as negative, but I'm a guy that's the glass is half full, not half empty. This is actually going to go worse for the globalists if we simply speak out, don't comply, and are civil disobedient, and then promote our culture of freedom and point out who these folks really are. Again, Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us on this Friday global transmission. Now, 2 days into Biden, and he is just hammering the country in every way he can. We covered a lot of that in the first hour. And coming up, Roger Stone's personal lawyer and also a relative of Richard Nixon, even looks like him, interesting fella, Army veteran, patriot, will be joining us coming up, Tyler Nixon, in the third hour. And Robert Barnes said he could pop in today. We haven't gotten in touch with him yet, but he may be coming up actually give you a briefing on the situation and the path forward and what he thinks is going to unfold next segment. But we'll see. A lot of times he says he can do it, but then he shows up last minute. So look forward to having Robert Barnes on if that materializes. But I wanted to talk about Antifa burning American flags for the second night after Biden was sworn in, burning buildings, attacking police stations. And I have all these videos of the police in Oregon, in Seattle, other areas, politely asking them, please stop. Please stop burning the building. Please stop breaking the windows. And so Trump never called up the National Guard on them. When federal officers would defend themselves while being hit with hatchets, they were called terrorists on the news. Well, I don't care if you're an Antifa meth head devil worshiper or some wound-up, deranged, you know, crazy that still likes Trump. Some of those exist, being led by provocateurs. You don't just randomly hit federal officers or old ladies or white people or black people or Chinese people or anybody with a hatchet. You've got all that footage of them trying to break into federal buildings and hit cops with hatchets and the news defending it. And then, you know, Pelosi saying, well, people are going to do what they're going to do. So where is the outrage? Democrats accused of ignoring latest leftist protest violence. But if you add it all up together, is thousands of times what the few hundred MAGA people did led by globalist provocateurs. But I'm not defending what happened. I'm just simply saying, if the Capitol event was as bad as Pearl Harbor on January 6th, then what Antifa's done is like blowing the planet up like Krypton. I mean, obviously that's an exaggeration. Antifa hasn't blown the planet up. Well, what happened on January 6th was not Pearl Harbor. But you're going to see the Senate hearing and the Senate trial of Trump. And you know I'm getting sucked into this. And then they got Frontline setting me up, folks. They're licking their lips. We're going to arrest Jones. I still think there's some sliver of jurisprudence, and even a leftist jury is not going to put me in prison. But maybe I'm wrong. And if that's the country they want to live in, so be it. I mean, this has gotten redonkulous. This is insane. That you try to go organize a protest against election fraud. The Democrats said there's all this fraud. Trump stole the election 4 years ago. They're not going to accept it no matter what. They're going to block the Electoral College. We do the exact same thing that's actually in the Constitution. You can do it if you've got the votes, meaning, you know, then they're going to be held accountable by their voters. You better have the goods. But that's where we are. But let's talk about every time they say 2,000, then it's 7,000, then it's 20,000. Now they're saying it's about 30,000 migrants the UN set up in Honduras, broke into Guatemala. And they admit it's the COVID lockdown triggered this, which we told you would happen. This is just the beginning. And Biden said, oh, don't come up right now. I'll give you amnesty later. But he's already getting rid of the wall, stopped construction, put a freeze on deportation. So, oh, the light went from red to green. And now they'll keep imploding the third world while sending all these poor folks up here. So you want to see a real insurrection, These are people in insurrection against borders and against the sovereignty of countries to swamp Western world for the globalists to bring us into collapse, which is their admitted model, their admitted plan. So I'm not against the poor migrants who the globalists have hit with an economic weapon, but it's the globalists that I told you 11 months ago would do this. You'll see migrant waves, the likes of which you've never imagined. So here's German TV's take on it just a few days ago.
Thousands of migrants from Central America are gathering in Guatemala for an expected push north towards the United States. Mexican border forces are alert for their arrival. It's thought the migrants are hoping Joe Biden's incoming administration will be less tough on migration than the current one.
Determined not to stop till they reach the U.S. This group of several thousand Honduran migrants now in Guatemala have been walking for weeks. Some of them clashed with Guatemalan police as authorities tried to push them back towards the border, but with little effect. Escaping an economy battered by the pandemic, gang violence and hurricanes, they are seeking a better life in the north. We are going after the American dream because in our country there's no jobs, there's a lot of crime, and you cannot make a living. Our house was swept away by hurricanes. With a new U.S. administration being sworn in next week and Joe Biden promising a more humane approach to immigration, these travelers are hopeful. First, I'll find a job in the U.S. We think about our families and want to help those who helped us. Mexican authorities have deployed 500 officers to the border. An agreement with the U.S. stops them letting migrants through. But like so many before them, the people here see no alternative but to keep pushing on.
So, this is all an admitted plan. I mean, I read 20 years ago when they had leaked North American Union documents, they said, we'll use Disease X, that's what they said, and we'll use that to say that the economy has to be shut down for quarantine. That will then cause a giant migrant wave, and we'll bring in world government using migrant waves. And then again, 11 years ago, Operation Lockstep says the same thing. That was public. And then when I saw them 2 years ago announce Disease X is imminent, they always tell you what they're about to do. I said, okay, it's imminent. It's imminent. The news is like, Jones claims there'll be lockdowns and forced inoculations, and that it's all imminent. Well, I mean, they're following a plan. Do I know the day or the week or the month? No, but we've generally learned these people sit up there like we don't even exist. They just sit up there and admit global government and admit the New World Order and admit all of this like we're idiots. But they admit it again in their white papers and communications. I mean, hell, Klaus Schwab gets up there and says, COVID's not a threat. We're using it to take over, to shut down the economy to save the earth. Of course, he's really just consolidating power. By the way, talking about shutting things down, they're trying to shut down the independent media. We need your support. We love you. We appreciate you. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months. We got a limited shipment of it. It's a liquid multivitamin. It comes in a high-quality powder, few scoops per pitcher for your children. It's great for adults. It's got the high-quality vitamins and minerals and amino acids for better upload. So good for your immune system. So good for your body's defenses. But it also just tastes great. A lot of folks lose weight with it because they're not drinking sugary drinks or orange juice that has all the sugar. It doesn't have that. It's all natural. We're very proud of it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, despite the fact it's going to sell out, we're going to be out of it for weeks, if not months, I'm doing 50% off, and people are buying it so fast, my goodness, it could be gone at this rate in just 2 weeks. But I pledge to do it. We're keeping it at 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. And the other big sale, the Globalist Storm Is Here sale, where everything's 50% off, the X2, so many other great items, pollen block is for 25% off. That all has to end on Sunday because the supplies of all of our low. So take advantage of the big sales and support the InfoWar. This is history. These are great products. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all. Barnes just texted me. He is coming up with a briefing and an update. Stay with us.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. This is Robert Bard stepping in for a brief bit. We're going to discuss today what are some of the president's solutions moving forward. What are some of the solutions for populism moving forward where the president can be a proactive, productive component of that? So in that capacity, let's talk about some things that have kind of been distractions that are not necessarily part of those solutions. And then let's further bridge into what some of those solutions might actually look like. So there's been some discussions of something called a writ quo warranto, which is an old writ, which was usually issued by the king back during the days of early England, which basically said, by what authority do you hold this position underneath the king? and the king would be the one to actually issue the writ. There has been, in the United States, those writs have mostly gone away in the common law and have been codified within various statutes. So in particular, in the context of a federal officer, the District of Columbia Code includes the writ by statute, and it allows the Attorney General, a U.S. attorney, or a private citizen to bring that writ that says by what authority do you hold a particular position, and challenges whether or not someone holds a position of public office of trust, for example, by some has usurped it, has improperly obtained it, or something of that nature. Historically, there is some question about whether that even applies at all to the president, because some of the public officers and officers of the executive branch doctrine were considered to be people beneath the president. But the way that protocol works is if the U.S. Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia refuses to go along, you have to get a federal district court to go along. And that is an improbable solution. So there are people that are focused on that. I doubt the president will have any participation in that. And those people talking about it, honestly, they're just, you know, it's, I understand why they're looking at it, but it's not something that is likely to achieve any particular positive outcome. Instead, really the more productive focus for the president, aside from dealing with and contesting and challenging the proceedings that are taking place in the Senate, in this sort of absurd trial, this unprecedented, unconstitutional trial, one part of the solutions that the president can be to preserve and protect the Constitution would be to contest that Senate trial in the courts in advance, force the courts to address whether or not the Senate has the power to impeach, to convict someone who is not, in fact, a current elected official within the federal government. Because if they have the power to impeach someone simply because they once held federal office, then you could just go around impeaching your political adversaries all the time. You could have historical trials just for the heck of it of people who are dead. So the one positive solution the president could take or make is by contesting the Senate's constitutional authority to even conduct a trial in the first place, because that will protect the constitutional rights of a bunch of other people, and it will preclude the Senate from taking sort of preemptory action against political dissidents it dislikes in the future. So right now they're setting out basically a trial schedule that has a trial being conducted in February. My view is the president should file a suit in the same as Professor Dershowitz, Professor Turley, some others have also agreed with this, file a preemptive action in the courts and force the courts to address it up front in advance of the actual trial proceeding itself, that the Senate has no constitutional power to conduct a trial over someone who's not an official of the government. That's the limitation in the Constitution is to impeachment itself. Not of an existing officer, not of an ex-official. Secondly, the Constitution prohibits something that's called bills of attainder. These bills of attainder used to be the legislature would often hold criminal trials against its political dissidents or adversaries dating back to the parliamentary days in the United Kingdom. Well, that's what this is. This is an attempt to try and punish a private citizen who is not an elected official at this time. And the mere act of doing so constitutes a bill of attainder, which is explicitly prohibited by the Constitution itself, even before we got to the Bill of Rights. The third problem and the other solution the president can bring by contesting this is preserving and protecting First Amendment rights, because that's going to be an issue that's going to be big in some of these upcoming criminal trials and of the D.C. riots, where people are being thrown into the mix who did nothing, who didn't know they were doing anything wrong, some of whom had been. There's a group of people who didn't commit any violence, who showed up late, who were invited in or believed they were being invited in by Capitol Police, who walked within the lines, who didn't do anything illicit as far as they knew, and they're being targeted as well, including journalists on the right, not journalists on the left who are inside the Capitol filming everything that took place, but journalists on the right are being targeted for potential criminal prosecution and punishment merely for being present, and there the President Trump could help in part make sure that only the people that committed crimes are targeted related to the Capitol Hill riots by challenging his impeachment on First Amendment grounds, because they are trying to remove the president for constitutionally First Amendment protected speech. Under the Constitution, a decision called Brandenburg v. Ohio being the primary one, but a range of other decisions in the jurisprudence that they call true threats jurisprudence or illicit imminent incitement jurisprudence. In order for speech to be unprotected by the First Amendment, the individuals involved must first be having an express call, or second, illicit, unlawful action, third, that could imminently occur. None of those three fit what the president's speech was. The president never explicitly called for any unlawful, illicit action. To the contrary, he explicitly called for peaceful protesting, patriotic protesting that was peaceful protesting. So he never explicitly called for any illicit action. And, of course, none of it could meet the standards of illicit imminent action, given that his speech took place when he was talking. It was 45-minute walk away from the Capitol, and the people who breached the Capitol had pre-planned it, so it had nothing to do with Trump's speech anyway. They breached the Capitol while the president was still speaking, so they were not even – the speech couldn't have influenced them because – they started breaching the Capitol before the president had even finished, and many of them could not have been influenced by the speech given they were not even at the speech, and there's evidence they didn't even hear it or listen to it, independent and separate from the question of whether or not there were other imminent inciters there. Of course, Alex Jones took the actions to make sure it didn't get out of hand, because as soon as he saw what was happening, told people stay out, get out, and to stay away from it, and saved a lot of people's lives and freedom. So one productive solution the president can take is to contest the constitutionality of the Senate trial up front. By doing so, he not only protects himself and his own future candidacy if he decides to run for re-election and the power and leverage the threat of his future candidacy provides the populist movement, but co-equally, it protects the constitutional rights and liberties of all potential future candidates and all potential future office holders by constricting the Senate's ability to investigate or impeach or convict, except in cases of existing office holders. And last but not least, it protects the First Amendment rights, not only of the president and of future presidents and future political and public officials, and precludes the power of impeachment from being utilized to punish such speech. It also protects the speech of people who may be getting swallowed up in the Capitol Hill riots who were not co-complicit, co-conspirators in those events criminally and were simply there believing they were expressing their rights to protest, their rights to petition for redress of grievances, and were unaware that they had been caught up in something that was done by others in terms of illicit activities. But he also could have and also limit and constrict the coming domestic terrorism laws and make clear up front that imminent incitement is still the standard. And that protects speech, and you can't start using criminal laws to effectively go after and target people solely and wholly because of their speech. So that's just one place the president could take productive, proactive solutions moving forward. And when we come back after the break, we'll get into the many other places the president can play a key role in providing solutions for the burgeoning national populist revolution that is going to continue taking place to restore our constitutional democracy to our constitutional roots. So come back right after the break.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes stepping in for a brief bit. The other parts, let's move on to other steps the president can take to be part of this populist revolution that's an ongoing phenomenon to restore America's constitutional republic and its democratic liberties that were gifted to us by our forebears for the last two centuries. So, for example, one thing the president can do is to step into the breach of those places and parts of the economy where increasingly, if you are of a particular political persuasion, you are going to be subject to marginalization. You're going to be subject to suppression. You're going to be subject to censorship. You're going to be subject to exclusion. To give an example, one very positive thing the president did on his way out the door was to preserve and protect the ability of people to have access as consumers to capital and credit from banks without regard to their political beliefs. And, in fact, this was passed by the Office of the Comptroller of Currency. The Biden administration has already committed to trying to unwind that protection. So what does that mean? Well, you saw again today also in the news, more banks closing off accounts of the president himself personally. Not only Deutsche Bank and other banks, but now multiple banks where he has done business over the years. Any bank that was really listed in his financial disclosure, many of them are removing Trump's ability to even bank at those accounts. Now, of course, frankly, banking is as much a privilege for the banks as it is for the person. And that's why it is important that we preserve and protect independent means of access to credit and capital for people regardless of their political belief system. One way the president can participate in that regard is not just in helping create PACs and political organizations and political groups that lobby state legislatures that pass new laws that include the a sort of new Bill of Rights for the First Amendment that protects your right to access capital, your right to access social media, your right to your right to employment and education, regardless of your political beliefs, to prohibit and preclude political-based, First Amendment-based discrimination against individuals. And there the president can take a proactive and productive role with leveraging his audience, leveraging his marketing skill, leveraging his reputation to help facilitate that. But he could also just take more direct, tangible action by either creating a marketing relationship with a bank or even potentially creating his own bank. And the idea would be what you have a bunch of people out there who now know they cannot trust the establishment banks, the institutional banks, the institutional financial institutions of regular and routine basis. Now, many of the people that are part of this audience are aware of that and have been aware of that, but millions and millions of Americans are becoming aware of that. Millions of people around the world are becoming aware of that. So just as there has been pushback on what Twitter and Facebook and Google did in terms of censoring and suppressing the president, Facebook removing his access, Twitter removing his access, and now even YouTube through Google reducing his access, freezing various TV networks that were a part of the sort of Trump campaign information distribution machine, email companies not allowing him to use their email servers to be able to send out emails, financial payment processors not allowing him to use those payment processing for future campaign or political purposes. But now, of course, you have banks going after him personally and professionally. And the best way in which to counteract that is the one thing we can do is to create independent economic means outside of the control of the sort of big left oligopoly, to sort of get away from the oligarchs. And the best way to get away from the oligarchs is to restore old school free market, little d democratic economics. And that can take place aside from changing the laws to make sure people are protected for their political expression, particularly from these private monopolies that are de facto public actors and state actors. But also, the president can use his power and leverage to create like a Trump bank. Imagine what a Trump bank could look like. A Trump bank could use cryptocurrency. A Trump bank could have an independent financial basis for its for any of its issuance of its currency. It could choose different methods and mechanisms of backing up its assets, independent and separate from just being dependent upon the Fed system. He could create a Trump bank could also make sure, preserve, protect access to capital and credit for anybody, regardless of their political belief, and particularly for Trump supporters. So and in fact, there's going to be high demand for it by people from all over the economic spectrum who, if you want an honest, independent, apolitical financial institution, and that's what everybody who's either investing in a bank, putting money in a bank, or getting money from a bank in the form of a loan or credit, what they want is a reliable financial partner. They don't want an unreliable, politically motivated, emotionally driven partner that could undermine their position at any time they wanted, literally pull the carpet out from underneath them at some critical time or juncture, just because of something that does not relate at all to the economics of the transaction, to the security of the credit available for the capital purposes. So that's where the president forming a bank, associating with a bank, creating a Trump bank, monetizing his brand, marketing his brand, which is uniquely powerful in the current political environment, could help facilitate the improvement not only for himself, but the benefit of everyday ordinary people and businesses across the country to be able to have access to capital and credit outside of big bank control for its political censorial role. The president could do similar actions in the big tech space, create his own, whether maybe it's something like Locals. I created a Locals board. In part because to promote Locals, because it's outside of big state censorship and control, the content creator curates the community, not any outside independent censor. And that's why I did it. The president could do the same. The president could create probably the ultimate form of a Locals board. The president could associate and affiliate with either Gab or other or Parler with other companies and help create independent, separate social media enterprises that provide for the opportunity for a public expression and public association that, again, monetizes his brand, monetizes his audience, monetizes his reputation, while at the same time serving and suiting the interests of ordinary everyday people in the expression of our constitutional liberties and building and expanding the populist base that got him elected in the first place to make broader, bigger, bolder change across the country in a wide from the local to the city to the county to the state to the federal to the national level. And so that's another place the president can be productive. The president can provide solutions. The president can be part of solutions. And the president can be part of those solutions while also helping himself financially. So it's a win-win bargain of exactly the kind the president has had a lifetime of doing and performing and successfully achieving. In the same capacity of taking on using his monetizing his base, monetizing his financial institution potential role, the other place is to promote independent sources of content creation and news distribution. The model for this, of course, has always been InfoWars, that the InfoWars audience and InfoWars network prove you could operate and distribute information, you could create content, you could share ideas, you could build a community of similar-minded individuals with common interests without dependent upon corporate donations and corporate advertising, without dependence on state funding, without dependence on big tech social media platform access, without dependence on any of that. Instead, it's solely dependent upon the audience appreciating it and valuing it and being able to, and this is a similar kind of win-win situation as for Trump, that Trump can do with his solutions. The genius of the InfoWars model is it's win-win for the audience. It's win-win because you promote and protect the ideas and ideals you care about, keeping open the chains of communication, separate from and independent of the big tech oligarchs. But also you make yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser in the process because you are purchasing products that help fund the operation, but they're products that you can get at a discount and products that can make you healthier in the process outside of big pharma control, outside of big company control, outside of big business distribution mechanisms, because it's a direct right to the consumer product line, and the product line is based on using alternative health products and other products that you like and that you want that are the highest standard in the industry that have extraordinarily high review rates, so people can get a good product that they need that makes their lives better. They can get it at a discount, and while doing so, make sure the independent free press stays an independent free press. So how you can do that individually is to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And you can purchase, find what products you like. There's a wide range of items there, knowing that in the process of doing so, you're not only going to make yourself healthier, you're going to make yourself wealthier because you're getting products that you need and buy on a regular basis anyway, but you get them at a discount. And they're things that make your life more productive, more efficient, whether it's a brain force, chill force, a wide vitamin D, knockout, things that make your body healthier, things that help clarify your mind, things that extend your longevity, things that can improve your life on a day-to-day basis. And so we recommend people to go there to help support it because this is the model that works. This is the win-win solution that is the template for President Trump to also use. Look at those places where there's a market need. Fill that need by monetizing and marketing your brand to your audience. And it's a win for the audience with access to capital and credit, and a win for you. We'll be right back after the break.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.